This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Government has said that all refineries are working at 100% capacity and refineries have adequate inventory of crude. During the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that domestic PNG and CNG for vehicles are being ensured with no cuts. She also said that there are 1.5 crore consumers of PNG and supply is being ensured for all. On LPG, the Joint Secretary said this is a matter of concern, but there is no dry out in any of the 25,000 distributors. She said 50 lakh cylinders are being delivered every day. Ms. Sharma urged people to not believe in rumours and indulge in panic buying. She said action is being taken on black marketing and hoarding. She also said that domestic production of LPG has increased by 30%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Silchar, Assam today to lay foundation stones of various projects worth 23,550 crore rupees. Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi will visit Kolkata and he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth around 18,680 crore rupees. In a major boost to road infrastructure in the region, Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several national highway projects with a combined length of more than 420 kilometers worth around 16,990 crore rupees. The projects being inaugurated include sections of NH19 in West Bengal and Jharkhand and NH114 in West Bengal. Prime Minister Modi will also address a political rally organized by the BJP. A large number of people have started coming to Kolkata from all the districts of West Bengal. Opposition members of Parliament, including TMC, have submitted notices to both the Houses of Parliament seeking a motion for the removal of Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. Sources said the secretariats of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha will examine the format of the notices. Reacting to it, Union Minister S.V. Singh Baghel said that the notice submitted by TMC reflects that they have no faith in constitutional institutions and democracy. On the other hand, TMC MP Saugata Roy said the notice submitted by his party is in accordance with the law. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today congratulated Indian Space Research Organization or ISRO for a successful sea-level hot test of the CE-20 cryogenic engine at 22 turf thrust at the ISRO Propulsion Complex in Mahindragiri, Tamil Nadu. In a social media post, the minister said that the successful test featuring the nozzle protection system and multi-element igniter marks another important step in strengthening the country's advanced cryogenic propulsion capabilities and further enhancing the reliability of the LVM3 program. All six U.S. crew members of a KC-135 refueling aircraft that crashed while supporting operations against Iran are dead, the U.S. military said yesterday. U.S. Central Command said the crash in western Iraq on Thursday followed an unspecified incident involving two aircraft in friendly airspace and that the other plane landed safely. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine said in a social media post that three of the six crew members were from his state and deployed with the Ohio Air National Guard's 121st Air Refueling Wing. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Iran had ambitions to dominate the entire West Asian region and destroy Israel, but claimed that those plans are now dead, said Mr. Trump in a Truth Social post. Earlier, Mr. Trump had said that the U.S. Central Command carried out a massive bombing raid on military targets on Kharg Island in Iran, claiming the operation totally obliterated every military site on the island. In women's hockey, India stormed into the final of FIH Hockey World Cup Qualifiers 2026, beating Italy 1-0 at the GMC Bal Yogi Hockey Ground in Hyderabad, Telangana. India's Manisha Chauhan scored the winning goal at the 40th minute. Salima Tete-led India will now face England in the final match at 7:30 this evening. And history has been scripted for India on the 64 squares as Assam got its first ever chess grandmaster. International Master Mayank Chakrabarty has achieved the final norm in Sweden to be the 94th Grand Master of India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.